Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yud and Yud Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esav Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Efrayim Reziva Kahagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah tells us Hamkabel Sodom Chaver L'Shavua Echad. If a person takes a field from his friend for one Shavua, now Shavua means a block of 7 years. And how much money was being paid? B'sheva Me'a Zuz, 700 Zuz. Hashvias Min Aminyan Shvias, the 7th year, is counted as part of that 7 years, even though the guy who's renting the field is not able to work it because it's Shemitah. You're not allowed to touch the field, since they had said it's going to be for a Shavua for one block of 7 years, that 7th year is included, even though he's not able to do anything. However, if they had stipulated that he was going to take the field for 7 years, not for Shavua, a block of 7 years, but for 7 individual years, then ain Ashvias min aminyan, Shvias is not counted as part of this, because by saying 7 years, that implies that he's taking the field for 7 years that he's able to work it and produce some sort of crop. And obviously, since he can't work it on Shemitah, that means he would get an extra year to work it. Namely, he'd be there for 8 years, 7 of them, he's going to be able to work it. Moving on to Mishnah Aleph, we now start talking about something else. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that a person has to pay their worker on time. And if they do not pay them on time, they're over an Esser, they're over a lava of sorts. And that's what we start discussing. Schir Yom Gavikol Alayla, if a person is hired to work for the day, he gets to collect his wages the entire night. Obviously, he's not going to be collecting his wages during the day because he finishes working at the end of the day. And we know that Ein Schiris Mishlamas El Basayif, the Baal Bayis, the guy that hired this worker, only has a chiv to pay him once the work is finished, and since the work was finished at the end of the day, that chiv only kicked in at night, so therefore he has the entire night to pay his worker, and if he doesn't pay him by the end of night and it comes morning, he's either alive. And similarly, Schir Laila, go have a call Yoim, if the guy was hired to work the entire night, so then the Baal Bayis has the entire day to pay him, and if he doesn't pay him by Shkia time, then he's either alive. Similarly, Schir Shais, if a person was hired only to work for a few hours, go have a call Laila, call Yoim, he collects the entire night or day. This is referring to if he was hired a few hours during the night, so the Baal Bayis only has till the end of the night to pay him, or if he was hired for a few hours during the day, the Baal Bayis only has till the end of the day to pay him. Similarly, Schir Shabbos, if he was hired to work for a full week, Schir Chodesh, he was hired to work for a full month, Schir Shana, he was hired to work for a full year, or Schir Shavua, he was hired to work for a full 7 years, Yatzah B'Yoyim, Gai B'Kol HaYoyim, Yatzah B'Layla, Gai B'Kol HaLayla, V'Chol HaYoyim. If the worker finished his work during the day, and that means that there's still some hours left during the day, so then he gets to collect his wages the entire day, and if it hits nightfall and he wasn't paid yet, the Baal Bayis is over alive, and if he finished working at nighttime, so he gets to collect the entire night and the entire next day. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this Mishnah Yud Beis and onto something else, the Mishnah Yud Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.